where we have been, of course, we stood up in words, not that we've done a hell of a lot, and that much we could do. So move that fleet around. That probably was a good idea, though.
It was a good idea, sir, and yesterday we got a request from the southeast of a port call of a nuclear-powered vessel. These people have been totally anti-American. Never wanted a vessel in that area.
They requested it at Colombo. We did it.
We're going to do it. We told them we'd do it.
Sure.
Now, they're just scared of that. We want this.
The Indians are gobbling off so quickly.
No, I think we have damaged, limited this to the point where just about the maximum. And I think with the Chinese, we're in great shape. I think with the Soviets, there have been some bruises that are dangerous.
Dangerous in the sense that they may what?
Well, I think in one sense they don't feel we played it properly, and we, of course, know they didn't.
You mean they feel we didn't play it properly because of our public?
Anyone public, and banged on them so hard. And really, their crimes are more in the earlier days than after we started our contact, but we had to.
Yeah, actually, when Henry made his statement on the claim, which was the first, really that was the first time of pinning it on a Soviet, that it was about done then, wasn't it? That may have had some effect on
them. Yes.
What do we hear from them? But
we haven't heard a word. I think they're pouting.
Well, they blocked any action in the UN, right?
Yes, they have. They continue to do, and these old troops that vetoed their resolution. Right now, they're stalled out on any.
Stopped.
And I think that is out pretty well. It's very well understood by people who initially did not understand. You know, it'll be a far individual file convulsion.
Oh, yeah, yes. Sure, they'll go on. Well, they're going to try to make Mrs. Gandhi look like the peace loving Jew again, you know, and she can't. That ought to be a hard case to make, I suppose, since you start with the public opinion that leans in their direction. This is my, God Almighty, if some other country had done this, they'd never recover from it. They'd never be the moralistic, sanctimonious creatures to the world, could they?
You know, it's the old bitch. They get
away with it. They do get away with it, double standard.
And we had some increased activity in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos.
I noticed the air activity, yes. Right. Is it primarily air?
It's, no, it's worse. I think what we've got is the campaign in Laos starting about 30 days earlier than we had hoped it would. And this time they've moved long-range artillery in and a massive amount of anti-aircraft. I think they learned that in the Laos operation last spring that they can be very effective with it. So we've lost two T-28s today and three F-4s. One of the F-4s was shot down by a MiG over Laos. And the other two, one we think ran out of gas while it was trying to hover. The other one we don't know what happened to. Also, we lost a reconnaissance, unarmed reconnaissance coming yesterday, with a SAM firing from North Vietnam into Laos. Now, chiefs, of course, are chomping at the bit to go with this plan. I've talked to Henry about it. I really think this is a bad time to do it. I think we should wait a week.
That's right. Well, we do it now. It just escalates the war problem.
It gets.
And you can't do it.
People aren't ready for it.
Not before Christmas. You know what I mean? It's, you know, people want to, but this will, that'll get a blip. I mean, so they're used to losing a few planes, right?
Well, I think we should start. I think the Defense Department would say that this is unacceptable step up in the activity.
That's right. Just, but don't, let it be at the defense level, not at the sacred level.
No.
Don't roll it out here so that everybody gets scared to death that Vietnam's going to explode again. Right now, let things be cool between now and Christmas.
You know, I think we're going to do it on the 26th.
Right after Christmas, then we go to the, when we go down to see Brown, then we just let them have it, I think. 26th, 27th. Okay, we just told the chiefs to be ready then. That's the time to do it out.
Yes, sir. Well, I agree completely. Henry does too. He thinks it's a speaker.
No, we mustn't do it now.
Looked like a knee-jerk reaction on our part because of the mission.
Salvation, for sure. And it would so be interpreted by the Russians. Just give it a week.
Very strong action on this Cuban thing. We've got vessels out, but you know the Panamanians said they didn't want our help.
We sure.
So what are they going to do it anyhow in terms of having the forces there? Not to engage, but we'll take the turret action and only fire if we're fired on.
Right. We have a right to have forces there. Yes.
There's one little hooker here that you should be aware of.
that should be, I think we should be ready to act on these things. I should be ready to make it, so they'll give us a provocation sometime and then just knock the hell out of it.
No, that's all I understand. And that's to take the wheat crush, you know, would be the worst thing we could do.
You're concerned, are you, that the rhetoric has gone too far with the Russians? I follow that closely.
I think it's at the point now where any more would be much too much. I wouldn't say it's gone too far. We were acting in a vacuum. We didn't know what they were doing, and they delayed so much that we couldn't take a chance, so we had to keep handling it.
Yeah. Well, they were told that.
Yes, sir. They have been told that.
That's what Ron's office told us, I understand.
In hindsight, I think we overplayed it a little bit. Because they did act. As I said, they were going to act.
But we overplayed it, frankly, I think.
Yeah, Connie says it's not going well at all. There'll probably be no agreement today. The Canadians are insisting on floating. The real problem, the Japs, the finance minister hasn't even been in the meeting all morning. The other guy has, but not the key guy. And he's apparently talking to home now. They've broken for lunch. So there's no real progress at all on trade. But he said we didn't really expect maybe we'd have a trade agreement, but we wanted to be sure we had some hooks on trade. He said unless it breaks in an hour or two after lunch, we'll give up. They've just taken a lunch break now, and they'll go back in. He said about 3:30, somewhere between 3:15 and 4 o'clock, they'll have a final decision as to whether they've got anything or not. So the Germans have been the most helpful of any of them, but they've backed off from where they were last night. That Schiller called Braun, and Braun made him back off from where he had agreed last night. So the Italians are the major problem. That they've taken a totally intractable hard line. That the most they will do is a 5.5% devaluation, where everybody else has agreed to $38 an ounce, which would be 8.6. He says no one can figure out what the Italians are up to, but he says I think they're voting right now on the election again, and that they're afraid to do anything going on. Below that, he said we would be perfectly happy to go without. We don't give a damn really about the Italians, but he says the problem is the French and the UK apparently won't go without the Italians, so they're hung up there. He says that one seems to be the insoluble problem. He says, we're driving as hard as we can. I was wrong on Schumacher. He is not here. He is at the economic community and has been screwing things up from the French side from there. It wasn't what he was doing here. It was what he's doing there and then getting back to, what's his name here? But, he's not discouraged. He says, you know, it's
a guy who's not so wild.
He said that we're grinding them hard. They're sitting tight. And he said, we just got to see.
Well, what he probably will come up with is call him on the meeting.
That's what he said. He said, if we don't get it, we should give up. We should close them down now and call another meeting. Set another meeting. Sort of course, the Italians that get the election behind them, that may change.
Shape of the market a bit, that's all right.
Yeah. He's kind of puzzled by the Italians, he says, they're just saying that the Japs and the Canadians are.
If he wants to get any help with the Germans, Henry can call Barr,
He said he's not worried about it. He said they backed off something where they were, but he's not That's not a problem.
Well, they're all fighting for their comments.
And he says there's no real progress, they're all playing slow in the whole thing, they're all just kind of...
Well, the important thing is for him to end the day in the event we don't make a deal, which you well understand, that with the statement that we've made progress, there's not going to have another meeting on that deal. You see what I mean?
Sure.
Us not ending the day and saying, throwing up our hands and all that sort of thing. But
it has been a very constructive meeting, so a lot of work out, we'll be meeting again last Monday, and we're going to hire, we decided another meeting on this, such and such a day. And in the meantime, we'll go to work on recalcitrant people, and then, you can't do anything with the Canadians, apparently.
And you may want to talk to them, because they're after the lunch break now, apparently, so,
well,